The water was colder than he thought, now that the boat had sunk behind him. Joe, Norm, Stan, and the rest of the crew were all gone now. He was all alone. The waves were like mountains whose tops he could not see because of the driving rain and dusk. He rode up, then down, then up, then down, reflexively treading water and trying not to get too much water in his mouth. How much longer can I keep this up, he asked himself. He was surprised at how calm he was. Will I have to make a conscious decision to stop, or will it be decided for me when my arms cramp up and I begin to sink? Or will the cold get me? Will I be ready when that time comes? Will I be happy to let go, give up, and go down? It unnerved him that there were countless fathoms below him which he could not see into and knew not what hungry creatures were circling in the darkness under the surface. It had always bothered him, even as a small boy, and to this day he could not figure out why he had decided to go to sea with such a fear. But boats had always lured him, and the joy in harnessing the wind and getting a boat to do your bidding took a hold of him until he was hooked. And at 16, when he found out he could make a living by sailing, his life compass was set. He thought of the thrill of his first voyage to Hawaii. Then there was Tahiti, Fiji, and countless coral atolls he could not remember the names of. Then there were the Atlantic trips and the Cape of Good Hope. He preferred the challenge of the cold high seas of the Atlantic to the hot languid days becalmed in the South Pacific. And it was because of this he was in the trouble he was in now. He'd shipped out too late in the winter with a captain whose judgment was marginal at best, and now he was swimming in the North Atlantic in one of the worst storms he had encountered. And where was his ship now? He thought of his son and his wife back home. They'll just have to carry on without me, he thought. They'll have to manage without me. They will manage without me. And having said that, he stopped treading water, lifted his arms to the sky, and slipped beneath the surface. And the waves rode up and down and up and down, and the storm lashed on through the night.